This is Business Beat. Welcome. Here, each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. Coming up, we'll take a look at why the drought has shipped off more hogs to market than usual and how that affects pork prices. But first, there's a new kind of gas on the market, with more ethanol in it than the gas you usually find at the pumps. The ethanol industry fought for years to bring this fuel to the market, but now that they've won, good luck finding it. As Harvest Public Media's Jeremy Bernfeld reports, even in corn country, pickings are slim.
The Zarco 66 gas station in Lawrence, Kansas looks like any old filling station. And it is, for the most part. It has an island oasis theme, hence the steel drum music, and a convenience store that sells sodas and sandwiches. But here's what really sets it apart. It's the first station in the country to sell a newly approved blend of gasoline alongside the usual unleaded regular and diesel varieties. The new gas is called E15 because it contains 15% ethanol. Most gas we pump is already blended with ethanol. Sometimes it contains as much as 10%. The Environmental Protection Agency approved E15 in June after a three-year regulatory process. The Zarco station started selling it in July.
Well, you know, it's going to take a little time in order to implement E15. There's some other hurdles that we have to overcome.
That's Scott Zaremba. He's the owner of that Zarco 66 gas station, as well as a chain of other gas and convenience stores in eastern Kansas. He's had an interest in renewable fuels for years. Yes, Zaremba says, going from 10% ethanol to 15% may not seem like much. But if E15 catches on, the ripple effects could be huge.
It expands our ability in order to have domestically produced transportation energy. So if you take 5% and place that in our entire feedstock for the United States, you know, we can have an impact on the importation of foreign oil.
More gas stations can start selling E15 this week after air quality restrictions on gasoline eased this past weekend. The question is, will they? Some car manufacturers say using E15 could hurt car engines and void your warranty. In fact, they joined with the grocery and oil and gas industries to sue the EPA. They argued that the ruling could artificially boost food prices and make gas stations liable for customers whose car warranties are voided. A federal appeals court dismissed the suit, saying the trade groups presented only speculative and indirect claims. The issues haven't deterred Zaremba.
We see it being something that can move out throughout the rest of the United States. And again, somebody has to be the first, and somebody has to show that we can get it done.
The EPA approved E15 for use in cars that are already on the road. You don't have to have a special car or special engine. According to the EPA, all you need is a car that was built since 2001. Still, even the Renewable Fuels Association expects the adoption of E15 to be slow. Gas stations need time to comply with EPA regulations. Zaremba already had the right pumps to make E15 work. The stations in Nebraska and Illinois are expected to follow suit in the coming days. And in Iowa, a huge corn and ethanol state, the Iowa Renewable Fuel Association is putting out billboards touting E15's arrival in the state. It makes sense that farm country would embrace more ethanol more quickly. After all, most of their ethanol comes from just down the road. Zaremba's gas stations buy their ethanol from East Kansas Agri Energy, an ethanol plant about an hour south of Lawrence. It looks like a bustling highway rest stop with a factory plopped on top of it, trucks pulling in and out, dropping off corn and picking up ethanol. Truckers drive the ethanol back up to Zaremba's gas stations and mix it with gasoline so customers can pump it into their cars.
I don't expect this thing to just explode, but obviously now that we have it rolled out, we'll be putting together some detailed plans of how we get this more of E15 off of the consumers here in our area.
That's Steve Gardner, general manager of the ethanol plant. The plant makes about 110,000 gallons of ethanol every day after grinding about 40,000 bushels of corn, which the plant buys from nearby farmers. Though just a handful of gas stations are expected to offer E15 this month, Gardner says it's an important first step.
The typical consumer hears these interviews and reads it in the paper. That's all the exposure they've had up until this point. Now they can actually feel it and touch it at the pump.
Sure, some drivers may now be able to feel and touch E15, but will they pump it? Jeremy Bernfeld, Harvest Public Media.
This summer's drought has left a mark on the wallets of many grocery shoppers. KBIA's Alexandra Olgan took a ride with a hog producer, and she says, thanks to the drought, we can expect surprising fluctuations in pork prices.
The gravel road leading to Harrison Creek Farms is sandwiched between one field of withering corn and one field of stunted soybeans. The drought has hurt farmers like Kenny Brinker, who owns Brinker Farms and Harrison Creek Farms in Avoz, Missouri.
The hog farm we have here in Callaway County is what you call your standard farrow to finish operation. We own the hogs ourselves.
Brinker has been farming in Avoz since 1998, but has been in the fields all his life. Brinker Farms grows corn and soybeans that are used to feed his 2,800 hogs. And he says yields this year are even lower than during the drought of 1980. Brinker says it's basic economics. The drought hurts the growth of corn and soybean plants, which are used in hog feed. The low supply of hog feed can't meet the high demand of hog farmers, so prices go up.
Back in June, soybean meal was in the $200 and some per ton range. I think as of yesterday, it was $537. And corn got down as low as in the mid $5.50 range. And this last couple weeks, we've been paying in excess of $8 a bushel for it.
Livestock producers can't afford to feed all of their animals, so they are forced to take more to market. This floods the marketplace and drives prices down.
Right now, an average market hog, if it weighs 280 pounds on the marketplace, will sell for around $150 to $55. And that's about what the feed costs are.
Hog producers are being paid so little money for each hog that they are only able to cover the cost of feed.
During the fourth quarter of this year, it could be the worst quarter the hog industry has ever experienced, and we could be looking at losses of up to $60 per every market hog we sell.
Don Nicodem, executive director of the Missouri Pork Producers Association, says that the low prices are good news for the consumer now, but not in the long term.
Well, if you think about it right now, you're seeing, and I'm talking from a consumer standpoint, you're seeing a lot of meat on the marketplace, which is making the meat prices more competitive. But if you think of the fact that we're culling a lot of cows and culling a lot of sows from the breeding herds, 8, 12, 15 months down the road, you're going to see less animals born and less animals. Well, they'll be born in a shorter time than that, but the fewer number born will mean less available for the meat supply. So going to start seeing a shortage probably 12 to 15 months out.
The shortage of hogs in the next 10 to 12 months will cause prices of pork to rise for consumers. That's according to University of Missouri agricultural economist Ronald Plain. Here's Brinker again.
Really, it's going to affect the consumer ultimately, and I think that's what the concern most families in the United States are concerned about, how much it affects the food that they put on their table for dinner every evening.
Brinker says he hopes not to have to deal with another drought like this one for at least another 30 years. I'm Alexandra Olgan for KBIA News.
That's it for Business Beat this week. You can check out these stories and more at KBIA.org. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.